Ravi, Bonimatem Hashem Elokeichem, you are Hashem's children, and since you are Hashem's children, you must be beautiful and not cut up and made bald. Loisis Goydidu, therefore you shall not scratch yourself over the mourning of a dead person like the Emori do, Veloisasimu Karcho Ben Enechem Lomes, and you shall not make a bald spot between your eyes over the mourning of a dead person. And although it says Ben Enechem, between your eyes, we learn out Exeris Shava, that anywhere on a person's head, he may not pull out his hair and make a bald spot over the mourning of a dead person. Ki am kodosh ato l'Hashem Elokecha, because you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. Uvecha, and in you, Bachar Hashem, Hashem has chosen liyos loy la'am segula, to be his treasured nation, mikol ha'amim, from all other nations. Asher al pnei ha'adamah, that are on the face of the earth. And Rashi tells us that this pasuk is telling us 2 points. First of all, ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem Elokecha, you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. That is referring to the holiness that you received from the Avos, the holiness that the Avos passed on to you. Then the pasuk says a second point, uvecha bachar Hashem liyos loy la'am segula, Hashem has chosen you to be his treasured nation. This is an additional degree of holiness which you attained when you were mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai. Zok Rashi pasuk aleph, loisis goydidu, you shall not cut yourself. Loisitnu gedida v'seret b'vsarchem, you shall not make a cutting and a scratch in your flesh al meis, over the mourning of a dead person. Kederach she'amarayim oisim, like the Emori used to do. L'fisha'atem bonov shalmokoyim, because you are Hashem's children. V'atem ru'uyim liyas no'im, and you are fit to be beautiful. V'loy gedudim u'mekurochim, and not cut and balded. Bein einechem, between your eyes. And Rashi is bothered that there is no hair between a person's eyes. So what does it mean, you shall not bald yourself between your eyes? It means etel hafadachas, in the area above the forehead, above the hairline. Uvemokim acher hu oimer, and in another place, in Parshas Emor it says, la yikruchu karcha b'roisham, they shall not make a bald spot anywhere on their head. Lasis kol roish kibeinu einayim, to teach us that the whole head has a din like between the eyes. It is lav dafka, between the eyes, that you may not make a bald spot. It is even anywhere on the whole head. And this is learnt out from a gezeres shava karcha karcha, because it says over here, loisasimu karcha, and it says over there, la yikruchu karcha. Just like over there it is beroisham, anywhere on the head, so to over here it is anywhere on the head. If so, why does the pasuk say bein einechem if it means the whole head? Chazal in Menachos daf lamed zayin amud beis learn from this pasuk a limud concerning tefillin, because by tefillin it says v'hoyu l'toytafos bein einechem, it shall be 4 parshiyos between your eyes. You might have thought that tefillin shel roish should be worn literally between the eyes. Therefore, the pasuk over here says you should not make a bald spot between your eyes. Just like over here, Bein Einechem is referring to the area above the hairline, where hair grows, so too by tefillin, Bein Einechem is telling you to wear the tefillin shel roish in the area above the hairline, centered between the eyes. Zok Rashi, ki am kodesh ato, because you are a holy nation. This is referring to kedushas atzmecha me'avoisecha, your inherent kedusha from your fathers, from the avos. V'oid, and there is another degree of kedusha that you received by Har Sinai, uvecha bachar Hashem, when Hashem chose you at Har Sinai. And the pasuk continues, loisoichal kol toyeva, you may not eat any abomination. And Rashi tells us this means kol sheta'afti lecha harehu bebal toichal, anything that I have made abominable to you, you may not eat. Which means anything which becomes fit to be eaten through being over one of the laws of the Torah may not be eaten. For example, a bechor must be eaten by the kohanim within the walls of Yerushalayim. Let's say a person wants to eat the bechor by himself and not give it to the kohen, even outside Yerushalayim, and in order to do so, he makes a mum in the bechor, which is an iser, because one may not make a mum in kachim, disqualifying it as a carbon. The pasuk is telling us, since it was usur for you to make a mum in kachim, ta'afti lecha, it was abominable what you did by being over an iser and making a mum. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Loisoichal, you may not eat the basar of this carbon." So too is the halacha by cooking milk and meat together. You are not allowed to cook basar v'chalav together, and if one does so, he may not eat it. Kol she'tayafti lecha, if you do something that was abominable to me by cooking basar and chalav together, loisoichal, you may not eat it. Let us see this Rashi inside. Zot Rashi kol toyeva, kol she'tayafti lecha, anything that was abominable to you. Kigun, for example, tserem oizen bechor, one who slit the ear of a Bechor and made a mum in the Bechor kedei l'shechta v'medina, in order to shecht it outside Yerushalayim and eat it outside Yerushalayim, hare dava sheta'afti l'cho, this is something that is abominable to you, because it is an Isser, as the Pasuk says, kol mum l'yibay, you are not allowed to place a mum in kachim. Ubav alimed kan, and the Pasuk is coming to teach us over here, shela yishchat v'yoychal al oisei hamum, that you cannot shecht it and eat it because of that mum. By placing the mum in the animal, that will not allow you to eat it, because the Pasuk says, loisoychal, afterwards you will not be able to eat it. And so too, bishel basav v'cholav, if somebody cooked milk and meat together, harei davar sheta'afti l'cho, this is something that is abominable to you. V'hizakan, and the Pasuk is warning over here, al achilosoy, that you may not eat it. If you cook basav v'cholav together, you may not eat it afterwards. And the Mefarshim ask, why do we need this Pasuk to tell us that if you cook basav v'cholav together, there is an iser of achila? We know that it says, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy, three times in the Torah. And since it says three times lo sevashel, we learn out something from each time it says lo sevashel. The first time we learn out lo sevashel, you may not cook milk and meat together. The second time teaches us that after you cooked it, you may not eat it. And the third time teaches us that after you cooked it, you may not have hana from this basav v'cholav. So we see the second lo sevashel teaches us that you may not eat basav v'cholav that was cooked together. So why do we need the pasuk lo seichal kol toyeva to teach us the same thing? The Rav Mibar Tanura answers that there is a rule concerning lavim, that lav shebechlolois ein loikinolov. A lav, a loisase, that includes many isurim, one lav that includes many isurim, there is no malchus on that lav. And the lav of lo seichal kol toyeva is a lav shebechlolois, because lo seichal kol toyeva is telling us that you may not eat from the meat of a bechor that you placed a mumin, and also it is telling us that you may not eat basar v'cholav that was cooked together. So it is a lav shebechlolos, and there is no malchus. That is why we need the pasuk of lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy, because if the Torah would have just said lo seichal kol toyeva, we would not know that if somebody eats basar v'cholav that was cooked together, that he's chayev malchus. We need the pasuk lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy to teach us that there is a chi of malchus on one who ate basar v'cholav that was cooked together. And the pasuk continues now by telling us which animals you are allowed to eat and which ones you are not allowed to eat. Zois ha-behema asher techelu, these are the animals that you may eat. Shor, an ox, sek, sovim, a sheep, vese, izim, and a goat. These are the three behemos that you may eat. Shor, chesev, and eiz. And then the pasuk lists the seven chayos that you are allowed to eat. Ayol, a hart, utzvi, and a deer, v'yachmor, and a yachmor, v'ako, and a wild goat, v'dishoin, and dishoin, useoi, and an ox from the forest, v'zomer, and a zomer. These are the seven chayos. And although the pasuk starts off, zois ha-behema, these are the behemos, so how can the pasuk go ahead and list chayos afterwards? Rashi tells us that sometimes chayos may be included in the word behema. Sometimes behema means domestic animals, then chaya cannot be included. However, sometimes the word behema means animals, and chaya can be included in plain animals. And the Ksav HaKabbalah asks, in the next pasuk, the Torah tells us the simonim of a kosher animal, that it must chew its cud and have split hooves. If so, why does the pasuk over here have to list all the behemos and the chayos that have the simonim? By fish, it does not list all the kosher fish by name. It just says the simonim, anything that has fins and scales. Why does the pasuk over here list the three behemos and the seven chayos? And the Ksav HaKabbalah answers, because although by saying the simonim, we know what's kosher and what's not, we still do not know what is a chaya and what is a behema. And we must know the difference between a chaya and a behema, because the chelev of a chaya is mutter, and the chelev of a behema is aser. Also, a chaya's blood needs to be covered. However, a behema's blood does not need to be covered. Therefore, the Torah lists that three of these are behemos, shor, chesev, and eiz, and there are seven chayos, ayol, tzvi, yachmor, ako, dishoin, seoi, vozomer. And the pasuk continues with the two simonim that make an animal kosher, v'chol behema mafreses parso, and every animal that has split hooves, v'shoysa shesa shtei parosois, and its hooves are split into two separate hooves, unlike a camel that has split hooves, however the hooves are not totally split into two, malas gera, and it also brings up its cud, that is the second simon, b'behema ine behema oisoi techelu, this you may eat. If it has both of these simonim, it chews its cud and it has split hooves, then you may eat it. And since it says ba behema, in the behema, we learn that if you find something inside a behema, you may eat it. If you shech the mother and find a sholil, a fetus inside, the shechita of the mother suffices for the child, and you do not have to make a separate shechita on the sholil. And the pasuk continues by telling us animals that have one out of the two simanim. Ach ezel lo seichlu, this you may not eat, mimale hagero, from the ones that chew their cud, umi mafrise harparsa, and from the ones that have split hooves. Hashesua, a creature called the shesua, which has two backs and two backbones. And Rashi tells us that it is because of this shesua that this parsha was repeated in Sefer Devarim, because although it was all stated already in Sefer Vayikra, in Parsha Shemini, the shesua was not mentioned over there, and because of the shesua, it is repeated again in Sefer Devarim. So the shesua may not be eaten, es hagomol, nor can you eat the camel, ves ha'arneves, ves ha'shofon, the arneves, and also the shofon may not be eaten. And some say that they are types of rabbits, kimale geirahema, because they chew their cud, ufarsa lehefrisu, however they do not have split hooves. And even though the camel does have split hooves, he does not have totally split hooves. He does not have shoysas, shesa, shtei parosos. And therefore, tameim heim lochem, they are disgusting to you, and you may not eat them. Ve'esa chazir, and the pig, ki mafris parserhu, it does have split hooves, v'loi gero, however, it does not chew its cud. Tamei hu lochem, the pig is tamei and disgusting to you. Mi besorom loy sechelu, from the flesh of these animals that have one simen, you may not eat. Uvenevlosom loy sigou, and you may not touch their carcasses. And the pasuk over here cannot be telling us that it is usur for a Yisrael to touch a nevela, a carcass of a dead animal, because a Yisrael is allowed to touch a dead body. And if he can touch a dead body, which is a tumah chamura, a stricter tumah, because a dead body is metame a person for 7 days, he definitely can touch a nevela, a carcass of a dead animal that is only metame a person for 1 day. So what does the pasuk mean, uvenevlosom loy sigou, you shall not touch their carcasses? Rashi tells us this is referring to Baregel on the Yomim Tovim, because a person must purify himself before the Yomim Tovim, because it is on these Yomim Tovim that he brings karbonos. Therefore, he should not touch the carcasses of dead animals before the Regel. Let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Dalet, Zois HaBehema, this is the Behema, and then the Pasuk says, the Chayos, Ayol, Tzvi, V'Yachmor. Lamanu, this teaches us, She'achaya Bechlal Behema, that a Chaya can be included in Behema. And this is similar to what Rashi says in Parshas Vayikra, Perik, Aleph, Pasuk Beis, where over there the Pasuk says that you may bring karbonos min ha-behema from behema. And Rashi tells us that you might have thought that chaya is included in behema. Therefore it says min ha-bokar u min ha-tzoin, to tell you that it is only bokar and tzoin and not chaya. However, without the Pasuk bokar and tzoin, we would have included chaya in the word behema. The ayin also in Parshas Shemini, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Rashi divrei ha-maschil mikoil, where Rashi over there tells us the other way, that behema is included in chaya. Zok Rashi v'lomadnu, and the pasuk teaches us shebehema v'chaya tmeya, that the non-kosher behemas and chayas meruba outnumber min ha-tahora the kosher behemas and chayas shebechol mokoyim, because in all places purit es hamuit, the Torah lists that which is less, and since the Torah lists the kosher animals and chayas, it must be that the kosher ones are less, and the non-kosher ones outnumber the kosher ones. Zot Rashi, one of the chayos is Akko. Meturgum, Targum says Galo, which is a wild goat. Ya'ale Sela, the wild goat of the rock. Hu Ashtanbok, this is called the Steinbok. Usa'oi, Targum says Tur Bolo, which means Tur Hayar, the ox of the forest. Because Bolo, Yar B'loshan Arami. Bolo means a forest in Aramaic. So when Targum says Tur Bolo, Tur means an ox, Bolo means a forest, Tarbola means the ox of the forest. Zok Rashi Mafreses, what does Mafreses mean? Seduka, split. Kitargum, like Targum says, Disdika. Parsa, planta, it means the sole of a foot. Bishoisas, what does it mean? Shoisas, shesa, shtei prosos. Chaluka, bishtei tzipornayim, it is divided into two hooves. Sheyesh seduka, because there are cases of split hooves. Ve'ena chaluka b'tziparnayim, that are not divided into two separate hooves, like a camel. V'hitameya, and this animal is not kosher. Ba behema, in the behema, mashma, it is mashma, mashinim sebebehema echoel. What you find inside the behema, you may eat. Mikan omru, from here, Chazal tell us, she'asholil, that the fetus, nitar b'shchitas imoy, becomes permitted by the shchita of the mother. If you shech the mother, then the shalil, the fetus, is mutter even without shechita. So Rashi hashesua, ber yehi, it is a creature, sheyesh lo shnei gavim, that has two backs, ushnei shedrois, and two backbones. And that's why it's called shesua, it is divided, because it looks like it has two separate bodies, because of the two backbones and the two backs. Amru Rabbi Seinu, our chachamim said, lama nishnu, why was this parasha repeated, the parasha of kosher and non-kosher animals, repeated in Sefer Devarim, after having been said already in Sefer Vayikra in Parsha Shemini? Zok Rashi, bebehemois, by behemois it is repeated mipnei ha-shesua, because it adds the shesua which was not mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. Uva oifois, and by oifois, by birds it is repeated mipnei ha-ro'o, because of the ro'o, shelo nemru b'toris kahanim, that is not mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. In Pasuk Yud Gimel it says the ro'o, and that ro'o is not mentioned in Parsha Shemini in Sefer Vayikra. And although the actual bird is mentioned in Parsha Shemini, because in Parsha Shemini it says the do'o and the ayo, and Rashi later will tell us that the do'o, the ayo, the dayo, and the ro'o are all the same bird, so we see that the bird is actually mentioned in Parsha Shemini, but over here it's come to add all the names of this bird, and the name ro'o was not mentioned in Parsha Shemini. Therefore, the Parsha is repeated over here in Sefer Devarim to add the new name of ro'o. Zok Rashi, uvenivlosam loisigou, and their carcasses you may not touch. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, our Chacham explained, Boregel, this is referring to on the Yom Tovim. She'odom chayv letares asmai Boregel, because a person must purify himself by the Yom Tovim in order to bring his karbonas. Yochol yiu muzorim b'chol hashono, I might think that they are warned not to touch an avela all year round. That cannot be. Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Emor, Emor el hakoyanim, say to the Kohanim, Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov, that they may not touch a dead body. However, a Yisrael may touch a dead body. Uma tumas hameis chamura, and ma doch the tumah of a dead body, which is stricter, because it is metame for 7 days. Kohanim muzorim ben Yisrael muzorim, the Kohanim are warned not to touch a dead body. However, a Yisrael is allowed to touch a dead body. Tumas nevela kalo, the light tumah of nevela, which is only metame for 1 day, the Kolshgain is definitely mutter to be touched by a Yisrael. Therefore, when it says, Uvenevelosam Laisigo, it must mean Baregel. And the Pasuk continues with which fish may be eaten and which fish may not. Ezet Toichlu, this you may eat, Mikol Asher Ba'moyim, from everything that is in the waters. Koil Asher Lois Napi Vikaskeses Teichelu, anything that has fins and scales you may eat. Vikoil Asher Ein Lois Napi Vikaskeses, anything that does not have fins and scales, Lois Teichelu, you may not eat it. Tomei hu lochem, it is tomei, it is disgusting for you, and you may not eat it. And the pasuk continues, which birds may and may not be eaten. Kol tzipor tahara techelu, every kosher bird may be eaten. And Rashi is bothered that this pasuk seems to be extra, because from pasuk Yud Beis and on, the pasuk lists all the non-kosher birds, which tells us that everything else is kosher. So why does the pasuk have to say, every kosher bird you may eat? It is obvious that anything that is not from the list of the non-kosher birds may be eaten. Therefore, Rashi says that this pasuk is coming to tell us that the mushulach hasheva mitzayra, the bird that is sent away by the purification process of the mitzayra, may be eaten. Because when the mitzayra is healed from his tzaras, he comes to the kohen, and the kohen takes a kosher bird that is shechted into a kli cheres, an earthenware kli that has spring water in it. And then he takes another kosher bird and a red thread, a branch of a cedar, and a piece of grass, and he dips all of these things into the blood and the water and sprinkles it on the mitzvah. And then he sends away the living bird al pnei hasodeh onto the field. The pasuk over here, when it says, called tzipor tahara techelu, every kosher bird may be eaten, is telling you that this bird that was sent away after the purification process of the mitzvah may be eaten. However, the next pasuk is coming to tell us, v'zeh asher lo yisaychlu, there is a bird by the mitzvah process that may not be eaten, and that was the one that was shechted and whose blood was placed into the spring water. And the pasuk continues by telling us, v'zeh asher lo yisaychlu mehem, these are the birds that you may not eat. And the Torah lists all the birds that may not be eaten, which tells us that most birds may be eaten, because the Torah always lists that which is fewer. And since the kosher birds outnumber the non-kosher birds, the pasuk lists only the non-kosher birds. And the pasuk says, you may not eat ha-nesher, the eagle, the ha-peres, and some say this means the vulture, the ha-oznia and the oznia, the ha-ro'o, ves ha-ayo, the ha-dayo, lemino, the ro'o, ayo, and dayo, according to its min. And Rashi tells us that all three of these, Ra, Ayah, and Daya, are really all the same bird, and the Torah is telling us that by whatever name it goes by, it is still usher to eat. The ace called Orev Laminoi, and every raven, according to its min, may not be eaten. There's Bas Hayano, and the Bas Hayano, which Chizkuni explains to mean the ostrich. There's a Tachmos, and the Tachmos, there's a Shochaf, and the Shochaf, there's Hanates Laminehu, and the Nates, according to its min, which some explain to mean the hawk. There's a Kois, there's a Yanchuf, and the Kois and the Yanchuf, which are types of owls, the Hatinshomes, and the bat. The Koos, there's a Rochomo, the Koos and the Rochomo, there's a Sholoch and the Sholoch, which Rashi says is a bird that pulls out fish from the sea. The Chasido and the Chasido, which Rashi says in Parashat Shmini, is a Daya Levona, a white Daya, and it is called Chasido because it does Chesed im Chavroiseho with its friends. And the Mefarshim explained that since it only does Chesed with its friends and not with other birds, therefore it is considered a Oif Tomei, a non-kosher bird. The Anofo and the Anofo, which Rashi says is the Daya Ragzonis, the hot-tempered Daya, Lamina according to its min, Vahaduchifas, and the wild rooster, which is called Duchifas because Hoidoi Kofus, its comb, is doubled over and embedded into its head. The Ha'ataleif and the Ataleif, which some say that this means the bat. The Choyl Sheret Ha'oif and every flying insect, like a wasp, a fly, and certain type of grasshoppers, Tamehu Lochem, they are disgusting to you, Lo Ye'ochelu, they shall not be eaten. However, Kol Oif Tar Techelu, every kosher bird may be eaten. And Rashi tells us that this pasuk is coming to add an asay on all the lois asays in the parsha, because all along it said, loisai chelu, you may not eat. However, over here it says, kol oif tar chelu, every kosher bird you may eat. And this comes to teach us, a kosher bird you may eat, but not a non-kosher bird, which is an iser asay. So if somebody goes ahead and eats one of these non-kosher birds, not only is he over the lav of loisai chelu, he is also over the iser asay of kol oif tahor toichelu. And the pasuk continues, Loisechlu kol nevela, you may not eat any nevela. A nevela is an animal that did not go through the shechita process. It either died by itself or did not have a proper shechita. This may not be eaten. Lager asher bishorecho titneno, you should give it to the ger toshav va'achola, and he may eat it. A ger toshav is a goy who is mekabel on himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. However, he still eats nevela. The reason why he is called a ger toshav is because a typical guy who worships Avodah Zarah may not live in Eretz Yisrael. However, since this person agreed not to worship Avodah Zarah, therefore we allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. He is called a ger toshav, a ger that is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. And this ger toshav can eat the nevela, or you may sell it to a guy. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that this pasuk is dafka. You may give it to the ger toshav or sell it to the guy. You may not give it to the goy, because there is an iser of lois sechonim, you may not give a matnas chinam to the goy. Therefore, you must sell it to the goy. However, to the ger toshav, you may give it as a present, because there is no iser of lois sechonim by a ger toshav. The pasuk is saying that you can either give it or sell it to the ger toshav. However, to the goy, you must sell it, you may not give it as a present. Ki am kodosh l'Hashem elokecho, because you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. And Rashi tells us that this pasuk is teaching us kadesh es atzmecha b'mutulach. You should make yourself holy with that is technically permitted to you. You should sanctify yourself and make yourself holy by refraining from doing or eating things that are technically permitted. And also the pasuk is telling us that if you see somebody else refraining from doing something that halachically is technically permitted, you should not tell him that this is mutter, because that is being mezalzel in the minug that he has. And since he had the minug to be machmer, therefore you should not tell him that it is mutter. And the Tzeid L'Aderech explains that this is only if he knows that it is mutter, however he is being machmer on himself. Then you should not tell him that this is really mutter. However, if he erroneously thinks that this is taka aser, then you may tell him that he is making a mistake, and halachically, this is really mutter. And the pasuk continues, Lo sevashel gadi b'chalev imoy, you may not cook a young animal in its mother's milk. And this is the iser of cooking basar v'cholov. And as we explained earlier, this pasuk is mentioned three times, once in Parshas Mishpatim, a second time in Parshas Kisisa, and over here a third time. And each time it says Lo sevashel, it is coming to teach us something else. Once to tell you the iser bishul, once to tell you that if you cooked it, it is aser b'achila, and the third time to tell you, if you cook it, it is asur behano. And Rashi also tells us that the reason why it says gedi three times is to tell you that the isur is only on a gedi, but not on a chaya. It is only on a gedi, but not on oifos, not on birds, and only on a gedi, and not on a behema tmeya. If one cooks a chaya, an oif, or a behema tmeya in milk, he is not over this isur of lo sevashal gedi b'chalev imay. Zok Rashi pasuk yud alef. Kol tzipor tahara techelu, every kosher bird may be eaten. And Rashi says, this is coming lahatir, to permit, mishulacha sheba mitzora, the bird that is sent away by the purification process of the mitzora. This bird may be eaten. That is why the pasuk says, every kosher bird you may eat, to include this bird. And then Rashi says, v'zeh asher lo yisaych l'mehem, and this may not be eaten from them. And there is an extra word, asher, it could have said, v'zeh lo yisaych l'mehem. Why does it say, v'zeh asher lo yisaych l'mehem? And Rashi tells us, lesser es hashchuta, this is coming to aser, the bird that was shechted by the purification process of the mitzvah. This bird that was shechted and whose blood was mixed with the spring water in the kli cheres, that bird is not allowed to be eaten. V'hara v'sa'aya, so Rashi, he ra'a, he aya, he daya. The ra'a, the aya, and the daya are all one and the same bird. V'lama nikwa shma ra'a, why is it called ra'a? Sheroya biyoser, because it can see very well. V'lama hizircha b'chol shmoisehem, why did the Torah warn by saying all of its names? Shelalitein pischein pe lebaldin lachlek, in order not to give an opening for somebody who wants to differentiate by saying some of them are mutter and some of them are aser. Shelo yehe ha'oisra koyre oiser ra'a, the one who asks it should not call it by the name ra'a. Va'abo lahatir, and the person who wants to say that this bird that he is about to eat is mutter, Oimer, he can say Zu Daya Shema. This one is not the Ra'a, its name is Daya. Oy Aya Shema, or its name is Aya, and therefore it's Mutter. Vizule Asra Kosum, this is not what the Torah assert. Therefore the Torah calls it by all three names, to tell you the Ra'a, the Aya, and the Daya, whichever name you want to call it by, they are all Asr. Zakrashi Uva Oifois, and by birds, Parat Lecho Hatmeim, the Pasuk lists the ones that are not kosher. To teach you, merubim alatmeim. The kosher birds outnumber the non-kosher birds. Lefikach parat es hamut, therefore the Torah lists that which is less, which is in this case the non-kosher birds. By behema, the non-kosher animals outnumber the kosher. That's why it lists only the kosher animals. However, by birds, the kosher birds outnumber the non-kosher birds. That is why the non-kosher birds are the ones that are listed. Rashi mentioned that the reason why this bird is called the Ra'a, Sheroyim B'yoser, because he sees very well. And the Gemara in Chulin adds that the Ra'a can stand in Bavel and see a Nevela in Eretz Yisrael. Why would a bird with such a gift of vision be considered a non-kosher bird? And the Oznayim L'Torah explains B'derech Drush, and he says, one who stands in Bavel in Chutz La'aretz and sees a Nevela in Eretz Yisrael, which means that he sees the faults of Eretz Yisrael, thereby not coming to live in Eretz Yisrael, is considered a Tame. Zok Rashi v'hatin chomes, kalba shuritz, this is the kalba shuritz, which is a bat. Shalach, that is a bird, hasher ledogim min hayom, that pulls out fish from the sea. Duchifas, hu tarnagol habar, this is a wild rooster. V'laz, and in laz it is called haroithe. V'karbalose kfula, and its comb is doubled over and embedded in its head. That's why it's called Duchifas Shehoidoi Kofos. Sheretoiv, Heim Hanamuchim, they are low, Haroichashim ala Oret, that creep on the ground. Kigoin, for example, Zevuvim, flies, Vitzirim, and wasps, Vichagovim Tmeim, and the non kosher grasshoppers. Heim Kurim Sheret, they are called Sheret. Kol Oif Torah Teichelu, every kosher bird may be eaten. Why does the Pasuk say this? This is to teach us, Veloyas Atomei, however, you may not eat the non kosher bird. Bo Litein Ase al Loisase. It is coming to add an assay on the lois assay of the parsha. So when somebody eats a non-kosher bird, he is over an assay and a lois assay. V'chein v'behema, and so we find the same thing by behema, because the pasuk says earlier, oisa teichelu, this you may eat. And we darshin v'loi behema tmeya, and not a non-kosher animal. Lav habo mechlal assay. A lav that comes out from an assay is considered an iser assay. Laver aleim ba'asei v'lois asei, in order that one who transgresses this avera is over an asei and a lois asei. If somebody eats a non-kosher animal, he is over the isur lav that is mentioned in Pasuk Ches, mi besoram lois echelu, you shall not eat from their meat. And he's also over the Isra Aseh mentioned in Pasuk Vav, which says, Oisa Techelu, the kosher animals you may eat, however the non-kosher you may not eat. And that is an Isra Aseh. Zakrashi, the Nevela should be given La Ger Asher Bishorecha to the Ger in your cities. Ger Toshav, this is referring to a Ger Toshav. Shekibel Olav Sheloi Lavin Avodah Zarah. He was Mekabel on himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. That is why he may live in Eretz Yisrael. Va'eichel Nevelos, however, he still eats Nevelos. That's why you may give him the Nevela. Ki am kodosh atol Hashem, because you are holy to Hashem. Zakrashi Kadesh es Atzmecha b'mutloch. You shall sanctify yourself with this that is technically permitted. You should sanctify yourself by refraining from doing or eating things that are technically permitted by the Torah. And also, this is coming to teach us Dvarim Hamutarim, things that are technically and halachically mutar, v'acherim noyhagim bohem iser. However, other people have a minug to asur these things, al tatirim bifnehem, do not tell them that this is mutar, because that will be mezalzel in their minug. Loi sevasha gadi, you shall not cook a gadi b'chalev imay. Shloisha pa'amim, it is stated 3 times gadi. Prat l'chaya, this comes to exclude that there is no iser of cooking a chaya in milk. Ula oifois, and there is no iser of cooking a bird in milk. Ula behemet tmeya, and there is no iser of cooking a non-kosher animal in milk.